right. Health disparities in planning in Virginia. Poverty, HIV, and sexually transmitted disease. When I'm referring to sexually transmitted diseases throughout this presentation, I'll be referring to gonorrhea, chlamydia, and total early syphilis, which is primary, secondary, and early latent syphilis. I want to acknowledge my colleague Chris Delter, who's also here and had a significant contribution to this analysis. Before I get started, I wanted to give you just a little bit of background about why I would be doing this analysis. I think that it's important to put in context how it could be useful in Virginia for planning purposes. Every state has something called an HIV Community Planning Committee, sometimes referred to as Community Planning Groups or CPGs. The purpose of this committee in Virginia is to help the state plan for a five-year period for HIV prevention. And so we all know that there's a lot of things that go into creating decision for HIV planning, right? There's time, there's interest, there's budget, there's resources, and then there's science. So on this committee, I help bring part of the science, and I bring the surveillance data to this group and help explain it and how it could be useful for HIV planning. And so Chris and I are always looking for different ways to look at our surveillance data and to come up with ways to help the group use data to make decisions. So out of looking for that, we found methods that were developed by Nancy Krieger. We found methods that were developed by Nancy Krieger and the Harvard Geocoding Project. And these methods were supported by two Healthy People 2010 goals. One of is to increase the use of GIS and geocoding at the state level, and then also to eliminate health disparities. What we were able to do is take these methods, and I'm going to show you today how they're easy to use at the state level and how it can be useful for community planning. So, in general, in the states, there's a lack of consistent socioeconomic data collected through routine surveillance, and the CDC asked us to provide information about the relationship between poverty and STDs, but in general, it's only descriptive. I know we're in the EpiMethod section, but just to make sure that we're all on the same page for this analysis, geocoding, it's the process of assigning a latitude and a longitude to a point. In the context of our study, incident rate ratio is the relative measure of effect between the least impoverished census tracts and the most impoverished census tracts. A census tract we just heard a lot about in the previous presentation. It's commonly used to count people by the U.S. Census, and it contains about 4,000 people. And then just the incidence rate, the number of new events. As I said, gonorrhea, chlamydia, total early syphilis, and HIV and AIDS. Okay, so in this analysis, we had data diagnosed cases from 2000 to 2006. 2005. We had four data sets, HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and total early syphilis. And we organized this data by poverty level. And what this is four levels of percentages of persons living below poverty level. So the least impoverished census tracts are where 0 to 4.9% of the population is living below poverty. Next is 5 to 9.9% below poverty, followed by 10 to 19.9% below poverty. And then the most impoverished census tracts are where 20 to 100% of people are living below poverty. And I'm going to ignore those numbers on the left for the second, because in the next slide you can see a better this map that Chris made. This is Virginia and the census tracts broken down by level of poverty. In Virginia, there's 480 census tracts that where 0 to 4.9% of the population is below poverty, 428 where 5 to 9.9% are below poverty, 418 where 10 to 19.9% of the people living in that census tract are living below poverty, and then followed by the most impoverished census tracts, there's 206. So from this map, you can see that the highest poverty areas are the orange, and the least impoverished are purple. All right, so what we did, we geocoded our HIV and STD cases and stratified the cases at the census tract level. Then we calculated age standardized incidence rates and confidence intervals for each level of poverty. And what this was allowed us to do was to make an association between poverty and our diagnosed cases. So we're here. You can see that as the proportion of population living in poverty increases, so does our rate of HIV and STDs. So the blue is the population where it's the least impoverished, and then the yellowish mustard color is the most impoverished. And from that, we're able to say that people diagnosed with chlamydia, people in census tracts that are 20 to 100% below poverty, are 4.1 times more likely to be diagnosed with chlamydia in Virginia than people living in census tracts that are 0 to 4.9%. For gonorrhea, it's 10.7% in the most impoverished census tract. Total early syphilis, 9.5%, and HIV and AIDS, 5.5%. 5.5 times, sorry. This is a little bit confusing. There's a lot going on here, but I wanted to show it to you because it's specific to our HIV community planning group. States are required to create target populations. In Virginia, we have 10 target populations, and this slide represents populations that we had available surveillance data. From this slide, we were able to determine that men who have sex with men, Hispanic, and Asian Pacific Islanders were significantly more likely to live in least impoverished census tracts compared to most impoverished. For injection drug users and black category, people were significantly more likely to live in more impoverished census tracts compared to the least impoverished census tract. And there were no significant differences for heterosexual risk. And one note on the black category, for those of you who aren't used to HIV and AIDS reporting, that category is standard, and it isn't specific to African Americans alone. It also includes people that were African-born or Caribbean, were born in the Caribbean. So it is standard to be in the HIV and AIDS reporting system as black. So where can we go with this analysis? We are able to incorporate this analysis into the HIV and AIDS epidemiology profile. The purpose of the profile is the planning document for the next 5 years. Part of the planning document for the next 5 years and contains the data that will be used for resource allocation and program planning. So we incorporated that into the that document, and it'll be released on December 1st. This data has also been presented to the HIV Community Planning Committee, and from that, additional types of analysis and additional maps have been created. One example is this map, which Chris also made, that shows the diagnosed cases of HIV and AIDS by census tract in the areas where the highest number are reported. So Richmond, the eastern region, which includes Norfolk, Northern Virginia, Roanoke, Charlottesville, and Lynchburg. And this map isn't specific to the analysis, but because we did the analysis, it was something we were able to make, and it's already been asked for by several members of the Community Planning Committee to target their interventions. So we are happy about that. Are there any questions? We didn't separate out the blacks that were foreign-born from the ones that were U.S.-born. In the epidemiology profile, we have a separate analysis where we looked at it a little bit, but it's hard because it's not part of routine surveillance to find out where someone is from. It's left up to the health counselor to write it in on a separate part of the form, and so that data isn't captured routinely. Yes, these are new cases, or diagnosed cases.
Issue than I am.
In this particular anatomy,